thrive and promote your goods and services at affordable prices. Whether it is for business, personal, or ministry, we've got you covered. So call us right now on 0966-211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the freedom for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +26021-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio to the headlines. Zixa calls for stronger industry academia ties to boost product safety. Civil society groups demand review of Lands Act to protect farmers from mining activities. And in foreign news, soldiers in Benin say they have seized power from President Talon. For the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency is calling for enhanced collaboration between the industry and academia to strengthen product safety and quality in the country. Speaking in Lusaka on Saturday during a panel discussion at the inaugural Chemical Association of Zambia, Indaba, Zixa Regional Manager for Domestic Quality Monitoring in the South, Elias Kansembe, who represented the agency's Executive Director, Gerald Chizinga, said stronger ties between regulators, industry players and learning institutions are needed to close the gaps that have been observed in the market. Mr. Kansembe explains that some of the challenges being faced, especially in the area of product packaging, can be addressed through joint efforts between industry and academia. He says there are still cases of producers packaging products without adhering to the required standards, adding that such issues can be resolved when all stakeholders work together. He has further urged all manufacturers whose products fall under compulsory standards to ensure full compliance before introducing their products on the market. Now, this is according to a statement issued by Zixa Public Relations Officer Onishes Mamba.
We need to strengthen the relationships between channel development, the industry and academia. As a regulator who operates with the industry, I understand what these jobs are and how much they exist. We do understand that some of these are arising as a result of this lack of coordination amongst very, very important players. And even identifying some of the challenges that we have as a nation. So a stronger working relationships, particularly with academia, stronger participation in the development of standards. Standards provide a technical platform for good production. So if that can be strengthened and industry can be allowed to adopt a lot of the elements and these standards, this will go a long way in developing our industry.
Socioeconomist Kelvin Chisanga says the DRC-Rwanda peace agreement in Washington represents a significant diplomatic moment for the region and the continent in totality. Mr. Chisanga says it moves beyond a simple ceasefire to a broader security economic package, and though it's a success, it's far from assured. He says the real test will be witnessed in implementation and actions such as verifying troops' withdrawals, disarming rebel groups accurately, funding and executing infrastructure and mineral projects, managing resource governance and supporting displaced populations. He further says if this peace agreement works out, the region could see a well-meaningful improvement in the balance of stability and in economic prospects, taking up productive investment activities, and which in turn could have positive knock-on effects on four neighboring countries. The Economist further says that if it fails, it also risks reinforcing the peace deal fatigue that has since characterized past attempts in this region. Now, still in local news, Mongo District Western Province Electoral Officer Oliver Muka has called on various political parties in the district to coexist before and before, during and after the two upcoming local government by-elections in Litawa and Mutondo wards in Nalikwanda constituency. Mr. Muka says political players were key drivers in maintaining peace and unity of the nation, as they have the power to control electorates and party members from engaging themselves in political violence. Mr. Muka was speaking during a briefing meeting held at Council Chamber in Mongo, indicating that failure by any political parties to maintain orders that can disrupt electoral processes and trigger confusions in the country. He has since implored all political parties in the district to abide by electoral laws and regulations in order to ensure a peaceful electoral environment for voters. According to Zanith, Mr. Muka was quick to warn that the law will punish anyone found wanting regardless of their political affiliations. He has also urged journalists to report fairly and balance their stories to ensure equal coverage of all political parties, adding that any unprofessional reporting has the potential of plunging the country into political chaos.
Agriculture News.
Civil societies have called for the review of the Lands Act, especially with the protection of farmers and land from mining activities. Speaking at a meeting organized by Action Aid Zambia, civil societies that deal with land, forest protection and governance matters say there are no laws that regulate the loss of land through relocation upon discovery of precious minerals on a farmland. The CSOs says the relocation of farmers from their land is leading to loss of fertile land and livelihoods, as the farmers are relocated to less of fertile land and less populated areas that are not good for business. The CSOs says the current laws and policies that are present are not clearly defined and do not specify what areas can be mined and which ones can't be mined, especially with the current mushrooming of small-scale mines in agriculture, viable areas such as in northern and Copperbelt provinces, among others. Now, still in agriculture news and in our final local story, Action Aid Zambia has held a workshop aimed at discussing the contents of the Comprehensive Agriculture Transformation Support Program, CAT-SP, an initiative in the Zambian government's second National Agriculture Investment Plan, running from 2024 to 2033. Action Aid Zambia Business Development Manager Geoffrey Sinzala says the CAT-SP aims to improve agricultural sustainability, boost productivity, enhance climate resilience, and increase the sector's contribution to the national economy. Mr. Sinzala says Action Aid Zambia, in collaboration with the Zambian government, are working to capacitate civil society organizations, CSOs, on the content of the CAT-SP and its strategies, with a focus on addressing the challenges that emanate from climate change, such as job creation, sustainable farming, and enhancing food production. He says Action Aid has noted the need to have strategies put in place, strategies that ensure the active participation of women and youth in decision-making during the operationalization of the CAT-SP. You're listening to the One Love Radio Main News with me, Faith Zulu. Do stay tuned for more stories after this break.